When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So down on Cap, Bethel Duran, DeMarco Farr, Super Bowl champion, Rams sideline reporter. He's dancing, he's grooving right now.
I love
now.
This song.
Baby whales, we found out. He's in the zone. Oh.
Fat guys, roll your tummies. Hey!
Lindsay like and Taylor, you guys seen this behind the glass? Let me tell you.
Yeah,
right in front of me. Beautiful right
UPS
there.
UPS drivers, let's go. FedEx, baby, hey.
Take it away, Lindsay. Please.
Thanks, Beto. Super excited. Anyway, for one day, movie tickets will be just $3 in the vast majority of American theaters as part of a newly launched National Cinema Day, which is meant to lure moviegoers during a quiet spell at the box office. The Cinema Foundation announced yesterday that this coming Saturday, September 3rd, will be a nationwide discount day in more than 3,000 theaters and on more than 30,000 screens. Major chains, including AMC and Regal, are participating, as well as major film studios. In participating theaters, tickets will be no more than $3 for every showing in every format that includes IMAX, 3D, whatever you want. So, Labor Day weekend, of course, is normally one of the slowest weekends in theaters, but if successful, National Cinema Day could flood theaters with moviegoers and potentially prompt them to return in the fall. So, that's what you need to know. Is this Saturday, $3 movie tickets? I already got mine. Go see a movie for cheap.
What are you going to watch?
I'm going to see it's called The Invitation, I think. It's a horror movie.
Horror movie?
What's it about?
I love horror movies.
What's it about?
I don't know. I was just looking at him when I saw this, and it was like the first thing that I saw that looked appealing to me. It was either this or Bullet Train, that Brad Pitt movie.
Yeah.
But The Invitation, I love horror movies. Like, that's the best place to go see me.
Taylor, you do know. You know?
Bullet Train, or what was the one?
I think it's called The Invitation. Let me double check.
You don't know.
I like how Lindsay makes plans. She don't even care. She's just going $3.
I like it.
I mean, it's a horror movie for $3. Like, it can't be that bad, right?
So
for $3.
I'm so over that genre.
I'm over theaters. I think to incentivize people to go to movies, they need to make some good movies.
There you go.
Wait, Maverick was
good.
Way
to bring something in, Taylor. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Maverick was really good. That brought me back.
Maverick? I saw Nope 2 times in theaters.
What'd you think?
Solid.
Solid?
Yeah.
What? Well, I thought that was by far the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. Horrible.
Wow.
Horrible movie.
Okay.
I haven't
horrible
seen
movie.
It yet. Wow.
10 stars down.
So the Dodgers.
No. You know what? I'm not going back. I kind of like the home theater thing.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
As a big guy.
And I used to go every day.
As a big guy, do you like going to the movies?
Love going to the movies.
But when
my
it's crowded,
favorite.
I mean, you need your space, right?
Like now or
yeah,
back in
now,
the day?
Yeah, now.
Well, now it's kind of weird. I want my space from everyone.
When's the last time you went to a crowded movie theater, though? Like, even when I went to see Top Gun.
Maverick was crowded.
Yeah, it was crowded when I went, but I will only now see a movie theater in the recliner seats. Like, that's a thing
now. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Like,
I can see that.
I'm kind of over
every
theaters.
Time.
Yeah. You take your kid?
I used to take him a lot. Not anymore.
Seven-year-old.
I wait for everything to come
Little
on
Baby
TV
Will.
Now.
Do you go?
Yeah. What did we just see?
Because that's a good 3 hour.
The Michael Cera. Animated movie. Yeah. Something Pause.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Which was awesome. Do you know that was... No, seriously.
Those are all really good movies.
No, this was... I said this before. You've seen Blazing Saddles, right?
Absolutely.
You cannot put that movie out now, right?
No.
They
no.
did.
What are the... Wow, wow.
They did. That movie is basically Blazing Saddles.
Really?
Animated.
What's it called?
What's the name of the movie?
Pause of Fury?
Pause of Fury. It's basically Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah, I took my daughter to it.
Yeah.
I got more laughs than she did.
Pause of Fury.
I was in there hollering. Yeah, it was funny.
Fluffy's in it. So that's why
I
know.
Good
Pause
stuff.
Of Fury.
Pause
yeah.
of Fury. It's funny.
Yeah, because with a little kid, you take him to the movies, especially when you're by yourself.
She's watching the colors, the animation, but all the jokes
when
are
you're
like
doing
for adults.
Daddy, when you're doing daddy daycare, you need something. What can I kill for 3 hours?
Yeah.
Right? But during the middle of the day.
I take my nephew to a lot of movies, and that's one of the best things about like animated and kids' movies. Is like you said, most of the jokes are for adults.
Yes.
Like, I laugh harder than my nephew does in most movies. Like,
hollering.
Trolls. Yeah. Trolls was hilarious.
Hollering.
Both the Trolls
no
movies.
Doubt.
I love those.
There it is. What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Great steakhouse at the very top. Bethel Duran alongside DeMarco Farr, Baby Whale.
What's up, baby?
on Twitter. Make sure you follow him. Fill in for Zidano and Cap today. And I'll be back tomorrow. You'll be back later on during this week. We got it
Thursday,
all.
Friday.
This is the final week before Labor Day, before NFL really kicks off.
Yeah.
After that, no more vacation. If you want vacation, it's denied for you.
Where is Zidano and Cap? Lindsay?
So I'm not sure where Cap is. I think he said originally he was going to go to Catalina Island, but then that blew up, so he doesn't know what he's doing
now. Rest or what?
Yeah, like on a vacation.
That dude does not rest. He doesn't know how. Yeah. I texted him this morning about going to Del Mar, and he's like, I got you. I'm going to take care of you. I got a table for you. So he's not resting.
He does like 14 hours of radio a day.
Yeah, Sedano's actually working, though. He's got to go to Miami because he's calling the Miami game this weekend.
Ah.
So he's also working, and he's got he had to go early because he's doing an interview with Mario Cristobal.
So. Yeah, so
aren't they friends?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're friends. So he's awesome. Doing an interview with Cristobal that's going to air on.
I'm so happy you got rid of that stupid chain.
The turnover chain?
Man, come on. That is so stupid.
Okay, no, it's not.
That is so stupid.
Just theirs or everybody's?
The whole thing is dumb.
No, I mean, all across college sports. Do you like it?
No.
It's
ridiculous.
Oh, man, DeMarco.
It is ridiculous.
I love them.
I think it's UNLV has a turnover slot machine this weekend.
Oh, my
UNLV
God.
UNLV has a turnover slot machine.
I don't get it. What do they pre-program it to come up a certain way? Turnover, turnover, turnover?
Yeah,
like,
there's only one thing.
So getting the ball's not enough, huh?
No.
Getting the ball's not enough anymore.
I didn't know you were old man far.
No, it's not old man. Come on. No, I'm not. No.
DeMarco.
I'm not. It's just ridiculous.
When you and Steve Entman were at Washington, with the eye black and everything else, and you
bringing the ball back to the sideline was enough.
Hold on, that was 1991, right?
Yeah.
If you guys are playing there right now, you know you got a swag chain. You have some kind of dog something. Yeah,
not
you do.
Not at UW. No.
Yeah,
no. Not at UW.
And this year,
we're not doing it.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm a big fan of end zone celebrations. Go nuts. You score, the box is yours.
No.
I am not old man far, but that is just stupid.
Old man far.
Chains have no business on a sideline.
20-year-old DeMarco.
Gold chains, that is.
Okay. Yeah. 20-year-old DeMarco right now.
Yeah.
Think about it. You have an NIL deal.
I scoop.
You scoop.
I pick.
You
whatever.
Pick whatever. You go to the sideline.
I get a takeaway.
Uh-huh. And tell me they don't go in.
You try to put that stupid chain on my neck, I'm going to duck out of there.
DeMarco, what's it about right now? Getting attention, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doing the game is just not enough anymore.
No, the replay's enough.
No, it's not.
The replay's enough.
Old man far. See? Look, you brought up the sidekick and the Motorola.
This is why
2022.
This is why the student athlete is almost dead. This is exactly why the student athlete is almost dead.
Look at DeMarco Kiley just showed up.
Right there. No, come on.
Yes. You would.
That's the only thing I don't like. I think that's ridiculous.
Why?
It's ridiculous. Come on, man. That's stupid. But I do like the fact that players are getting paid. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The getting paid part
is fine.
Paid. You're
going to
tell me that you wouldn't. You had a big personality at Washington, right?
Yeah.
I mean, your partner was crazy.
I don't want the chain.
You don't want the chain?
Heck no. You know what I want? I want my team to win.
Okay.
It's not about me. It's about us.
What if
putting on the chain says, me, me, me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's not football.
Give me me, me,
that's
me.
That's not football.
No, that's hilarious. I love when they have that celebration.
Football's not supposed to be fun.
Now, what about the no fun league you played
in? Dang right.
No, what about when they have the turnover, a sledgehammer? Have you seen those?
Turnover sledgehammer?
So if you have
I haven't seen that.
I've seen teams that have sledgehammers on the sidelines.
The player gets to hit something?
The player gets it and they pound it down. Oh, there's all kinds of different stuff that have other.
You
because the defensive guys never really get to celebrate.
Okay. With all due respect to anyone coaching or using that, to me, if you have to do that to motivate your players, you can't coach. That's what that says to me.
No.
I got to come up with something stupid.
But it's the players that come up with it, really. They let them
that
celebrate.
That tells
me
you can't coach. You got to come up with gimmicks.
No.
That's gimmicks.
Let them celebrate.
Go celebrate. Go have fun. I don't have to give you a chain.
Everybody has that chain.
Silly. Come on. I'm so glad. Good luck to Miami. I hope they do well without it.
And 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Oh, whatever.
That's what you want to do. Let's bring back the wishbone.
I am not Woody Hayes.
Where's Jamel Holloway when you want him right there? Let's go to Oklahoma.
No,
right?
That's just crazy.
Let's
come
go
on.
Back to the Big Eight
come
football.
On. I wish I can come up with a something.
Okay.
So you would understand that's just so bad. That is just so
if
bad.
If you had a son in college right now, right?
Okay, my son was a college athlete.
Did he play football?
Or about to go college. No, I'm with your hypothetical.
He's at Washington right now.
Yep.
He's a junior.
Yep.
Stud.
Balling out.
Talking about possibly leaving early, maybe.
Defensive end, yeah.
And you see him put on a turnover chain. What do you do?
Well, first, I'm going to ask the coach. And he says...
No. You just at home watching. You're at home watching.
Yeah.
You don't know this is coming. And you're like, yeah, that's my boy. He recovered a fumble in the end zone. Puts on the chain.
Oh, I'd still be happy.
And then?
I'd still be happy for him. And then we'd have a talk later on. But I would say that
if my son were
a high school recruit, right? Uh-huh. Choosing between schools.
Yeah.
And one of them used that turnover chain nonsense and the other one did not, then I give my approval for this school here. Because this is gimmicky. This is gimmicky over here. This is crazy. This is not football.
They're just celebrating.
You can celebrate without the nonsense.
So you,
like, I'm not averse to celebration. Man. I love celebration penalties. Love it. Be emotional. Go nuts. Absolutely.
That's what you're doing with a turnover chain.
You don't need that silly turnover chain.
Man, give me all the swag. Give me all the props. I have all.
That's so embarrassing.
I love that turnover. Was it slot machine in Vegas?
Wow.
Yeah, let's go.
I think it makes me hate it more that you love it.
Oh. 85-year-old DeMarco Farr. 20-year-old Bethel Duran. Sedano and Cap. 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Go ahead, DeMarco.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Man.
Go ahead.
Hey, all of you were my boo. This is my high school song.
Oh, My Boo featuring Alicia Keys. 2004, it came out. You ever met Usher?
No.
Wait, he's a jerk. I did. He's a jerk.
Oh, you got a story, Lindsay?
You know
yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
What's
yeah.
wrong with Usher?
So I believe it was 2016, might have been 2015, when I used to cover the Cavs for Fox Sports Ohio. And the Cavs were in the finals. And Usher, who was at the time like a minority owner of the Cavs, he was warming up in the arena before one of the finals games.
Warming up singing.
Singing.
Okay. Oh, he was going to sing. Yes. Okay.
No, no. He was
gonna,
like,
I thought he was doing crossovers.
He was going to sing the national anthem. And one of the TV guys, I was over like talking to him. There was literally like three people. Like,
so he's warming up.
Right. He's singing. You know,
he's in the middle of doing what he does best.
Right. And
he's
then one of the local TV guys was doing, he's about to do a live shot. And he was like, hey, can I get you over here for like 30 seconds just to like pop in on this live shot? And he's like, nah, man. Nah, I'm good. Like, super rude. Like,
I knew
nah.
it was going to be like that.
Nah, I'm good.
Nah, you know
See?
What, though?
I knew it was going to be like that.
And then,
that's
and
local
then,
TV.
Does not make the man a jerk.
That's
okay,
local
okay,
TV.
Wait. And then later, I think it was a year later, actually, I saw him, you know, they have, like, the media level, whatever, and that's also the same level as the owner's suites. I was walking by. He was literally the only person, me and him, no one else for, on the entire, like, you could not see, and there was no other person to be seen there. And I asked him, I was like, hey, can I take a quick picture for you? And he goes, no, I'm not doing photos right now. And I'm just like, okay.
I
I'm not
the
doing
same
photos
story.
Right now. That's what he said. I'm not doing photos right
so
now.
So he's a big,
wow.
he goes to a lot of the fights in Vegas.
Yeah.
So I
oh,
was.
Oh, that's where I saw him. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I wasn't
okay.
there when this happened, but it happened to a friend of mine, and he gets roasted in the group chat because he asked for a picture. Same thing, the super exclusive VIP room where nobody's in there. Maybe a couple people. 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Hey, can I get a picture?
He broke protocol.
And he did the same thing Lindsay just said. I'm not taking pictures right now.
Yeah, but, it's like, what do you mean you're not taking pictures right now?
It's like okay. And then they stayed in the same room for another 45.
What is wrong with saying that?
But they were in the same room for another 30 minutes.
Okay, but what's wrong with saying that?
When I saw him, there was literally nobody else at all. But it was an entire floor that was empty.
I don't feel like taking a picture right now.
DeMarco, I'm with Usher here. It's kinda,
thank you.
It's kinda tacky.
I don't feel like having my picture taken.
Okay.
What's wrong
now,
with that?
Now, if you're in a, but you know you're going to a setting like this. If he's having his dinner, all right. But you're in a room that is
I'm
just
in a VIP room
with,
so I can kick it and chill.
With other celebrities.
And chill.
And there's just five,
and
six
And get
of
away
you.
From people with cameras. For 10 minutes.
Okay, but also you're a celebrity, and it's like,
You know
there was, there wasn't see? Another person in sight. Like, yeah, I'm not there, kidding. There was not anybody that you could see on the entire
film. He does have the right to say. Right.
He does. He does have the right
to say. And I don't,
but that doesn't make him like, I just think it was kind of rude. The way he said it, like, no, I'm not taking pictures right now.
But that's his line. I'm not taking pictures right now.
Yeah.
And then when he went outside with all the fans, he's taking pictures.
Wow. Okay.
You know, in Vegas, when you go to make your walk to the seats, he stopped and took pictures.
Okay.
With all the fans.
He was ready for pictures then. He was set
but
for
then
that.
But it's when you tell somebody no, and then you have to stand there awkwardly for the next 30 minutes as you're having a conversation.
Man, it's happened to me. Like, when you're getting ready to go out, you got your uniform on, it's game time, right?
That's a different story.
So I'm flipping the switch to kill mode.
Exactly.
And I miss a kid because I can't hear him.
And
then I get letters written to me. You were so rude to my kid. No, I'm thinking about ripping somebody's head off right now.
Normally defend the athlete when they're like, oh, you didn't sign for my kid. Look, there's like 45 people around me right now. I don't know.
Yeah.
And if I stop for one, I have to stop for everybody. Because I've done this with Fernando Valenzuela at Dodger Stadium. And I've heard
stop for 1,000.
I've heard plenty of people say, oh, Fernando, he's a jerk. He didn't sign for me. He didn't sign for that. I'm like, no, one, he's really shy. And two, if he stops for one, he's going to get mobbed. And at Dodger Stadium, when he goes down to the field, back before they had a separate way to get up there, you had to go through the crowd. So if Fernando would walk up, he'd tell me, look at me, like, hey, ready to go? I would be his quasi-bodyguard. Fernando, let's go.
Through.
Because you get up, but in order to get back to the press box, you have to go through the escalator.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that's where he was at. So people were like, oh, Fernando, if he stops for one, then all of a sudden there's like people running. And I get that. That's celebrities. It happens. But if you're in a game ready to go, it's like,
I remember Kurt Warner got stuck between practices. We had like 3 hours. So we had changed, showered, changed, went to lunch, came back. He was still out there in his same practice gear signing autographs.
Yeah. It's tough.
And had to go to the second practice with that same stinky gear on.
It's tough because when you're an athlete and you're in your practice gear and you're there, that's fine. But when you're a celebrity and you're in the VIP room and you're looking at the person for another 30 minutes, you could have taken the damn picture.
Oh, my God. Will you stop?
You could have taken the picture.
Come on, man.
Would you
Let
have said
it go.
No? All right, what if you had
it
done
depends.
The to you? What if you had done the to you?
It depends.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Am I even supposed to be in this room?
Yes.
Am I supposed to be in this room?
Yes.
Does my significant other know I'm here in this room right now?
Yeah, it was the VIP
so
lounge.
So sometimes I'm not ready to take pictures.
It was open bar. It was open bar.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Am I even supposed to be
here? Yes, because you needed a credential to get into that room.
In a VIP room in Las Vegas.
It's not a strip club.
Without my wife.
It's not the strip club, man. It's the holding area for the celebrity.
You might be messing my game all the way up with this picture.
We're not
You
messing.
Don't know.
Oh, believe me. I knew all. It was all guys in there. I knew. It's not the strip. Spearmint Rhino, man. It's
no evidence. Oh. See?
Oh, man.
I'm in no evidence mode right now.
Now, mind you, I'm a super no evidence mode guy.
Yeah. Plausible deniability. I was not there.
No pasa nada. No sé nada.
You were in the VIP area. Prove it. Nope.
Okay. It wasn't the champagne room, bro. It was the holding room. It was the green room. It's like the chairman's room at Staples Center.
Maybe he was on his way to a hookup, man.
He was there for another 30 minutes.
Maybe something was just kicking in.
But I like how he has his line of, I'm not doing it right now. Now, the local TV guy, whatever. He ain't I'm not doing Cleveland TV, man. It's Fox 11 Cleveland, whatever. I ain't doing that. Beto Duran, DeMarco Farr, fill in for Sedano and Cap, 710 ESPN. Oh, this is fun.
All that Usher hate. I know it was
winning. We didn't say hate.
I saw somebody down in Atlanta the last time the Rams were there, but it was Jermaine Dupri.
Welcome to Atlanta.
I couldn't believe how small that guy was.
DeMarco, you're a big guy.
I couldn't, but he's like really small.
He's a performer. They usually all are.
But like really small.
Well, you ever see Prince?
Yeah. the old Glam Slam Club. Sitting in a booth. And his feet couldn't touch the ground. And I'm like, oh. But he was awesome, though. He was awesome. Yeah, it was awesome.
I love how athletes and entertainers always, their paths cross. And it's always fun to see. Like, especially at Laker games when Floyd would show up.
Oh, yeah.
And you see
him
and you're like, wait, that guy's a bad dude.
Yeah.
And he's tiny. And you know,
I hung with that group once.
Nope.
Once. Yeah. No,
see, that's why you don't want to take pictures.
But he's right.
You're with that group.
Everybody wants to fight him.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to fight him.
Especially because he tells people he has a 50,000 in that bag. When he's walking around. Dodgers in Miami, they're tied up 2-2. It's a weird series as they finish up the road trip in Miami on a Monday. Usually ends on Sundays, but they do a weird wraparound.
Who's coming up next? Who's the next series?
They're going to New York.
New York.
The Mets.
Oh, that's right. The Mets are going to
be tough. And the Dodgers got some news that Tony Gonsolin out with a strained forearm. He's been fantastic for the Dodgers this year. not exactly what you want to hear.
18 and 1, right?
Yeah. I don't want to hear it, but you just said it right there.
Yeah.
All right. Athlete, strain is way better than sprain, right?
Yes.
Than pull.
Yes. Right? I do know one thing about pitchers. They have to be like right to pitch well. So, yeah.
So, no concern from you?
No. Not unless it's like shoulder or Tommy John. Am I worried? Yeah. Right.
And the good news for the Dodgers is that Clayton Kershaw expected a pitch on this upcoming trip to New York. So imagine this. Wow. You're the Dodgers. You talk about it. How do you cover a team that's 50 games over 500? They're the best team out there. They're rolling through everybody.
You're picking nits.
You lose was probably one of the best pitchers in baseball right now, and Clayton Kershaw's coming back for you.
Yeah. It's embarrassment of riches. I guess the default is just blame Dave Roberts for everything. Because there's nothing else to talk about, right?
Do people still blame Dave Roberts?
Of course. For everything.
Are you a big baseball guy, like, during the season?
I do. You know, I came up, like, I really cut my baseball teeth with Tony La Russa. Like,
with the A's?
When he was...
Oh, in St. Louis.
When he was with the A's, I was afraid of him. Like, he was scary back then. But in St. Louis, we hooked up and talked. And
you know him.
He explained baseball and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. When you were playing.
It shocked me because he knew my name. Like, because we were, like, in the paper at the same time in the Bay Area. So he remembered my name.
Oh, he remembered you as Baby Whale. Yeah.
I don't think he ever called me Baby Will. No. But he remembered the name, and like it just like, wow, you remember? He was like, oh, yeah.
That's cool,
though. I read the paper, and we talked, and he would explain baseball and everything. Yeah, it was good.
How was that conversation?
Oh, it was
did you ask questions, or you just listened?
A bunch. I'd ask a bunch of questions, just everything. Everything under the sun. Any question I had, I would ask, and he would answer.
Did you play baseball?
Yeah. I was a pretty good pitcher.
Really?
Yeah, pitcher first base.
And then when did you stop?
When my butt got big. I'm dead serious. I started looking funny in a baseball uniform. Yeah.
The pitcher's got a big butt. That's when you were done?
Football was the calling. Yeah.
So what, 12?
Well, look, I had two options. Fastball or I'm going to hit you with it. I'd rather do that in football, you know?
Were you scared of the ball?
Nah.
A baseball?
I had two older brothers.
No.
Yeah, I got rid of that fear a long time ago. Yeah. But, I mean, it was a great lesson in baseball listening to Tony, especially about the NL.
Okay.
Yeah. Very dismissive of AL managers.
And
because of the DH. Just set your lineup and sit there and watch.
And then now he's back in the AL.
Yeah.
But the game's changed also, too, with the DH for all of baseball, so it's different.
So everything that I hear about Dave Roberts, I used to hear about him, like tinkering with the bullpen. Tinkering. So, look, you just have to know your way of thinking doesn't match his. You think you know, but you don't know. that's what I learned.
You think you know,
but you don't know everything. The most astute Dodgers fan. Who thinks they know everything? Probably does. You don't know half of what Dave knows.
Oh, my goodness. There's some of these guys that are behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I got a cool story coming up for you regarding the Giants front office and what one of their guys in the front office accomplished over the weekend. And also, what's the Huskies mascot? Does he have a name?
Sundowner was my guy.
Sundowner?
Yeah, Sundowner, Sundodger, yeah.
Or Sundodger?
Both.
All right, do you like mascots?
Yeah, I do.
I got some stories about the mascots coming up. More on that. Bethel Duran, DeMarco Farr, Sedano and Cap all week long. They're on vacation, so there's going to be people filling in. But no matter what, they're going to be a lot of fun. The Circle of Trust, the community. We appreciate you joining us. And you know what the community needs to do?
What?
The Circle of Trust, what they need to do?
Disband?
No!
Oh.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks, Christopher.
Yeah. You can retire that this week. You don't need that anymore. I say you just become Lindsay
okay,
now.
Okay, okay, Clinton.
Wow.
Clinton doesn't like that bit. He always makes fun of it. But you know what?
Oh, I didn't say I didn't like
it. What does he say?
He's like, why do you say that? And I was like, it's just kind of like a joke from the show.
I didn't say it. I just say it's cool.
You another reason why I love you. You know why?
Why?
Because we beat Clinton. We did. Oh, I was talking so much trash to him. So much. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard he took it super seriously. Like, too seriously.
Nah, not too serious. He would just have fun with it. But he wanted to win.
He locked in.
He wanted to win. You know, which
I don't know. He was getting made fun of pretty bad.
That was the last time somebody put me in game mode. Yeah, really.
Oh, you were in game mode?
Oh, dude.
You were on my team.
Yeah. See? I was right. I was playing third. You were playing short.
Oh, yeah.
See? Boy.
Dude, I told
your cooler was on.
The tequila and squirt was rolling, baby. It was gone. Lindsay, we missed you.
Okay.
We had a good time. All right. Take it away, Radio Tinder with Lindsay Baseball.
Thanks, Beto. All right. So starting off here, Netflix is looking at a price point as low as $7 a month for its forthcoming ad-supported streaming plan. That's less than half of its standard ad-free HD package, which costs $15.49 a month in the U.S. So Netflix is reportedly considering pricing the ad plan anywhere from $7 to up to $9 a month with an advertising load of 4 minutes per hour. So would you guys be willing to sit through ads on Netflix to cut your monthly price in half? Swipe left or swipe right, Beto?
I'm going to swipe right. Wait, that means I agree?
Yes.
Correct.
No, I'm swiping left. Heck no, I don't want any commercials. No. Sorry. Left. No commercials. I pay extra for service. I've taught my kids, you pay better for good service as far as the restaurant, wherever you go, if you're getting your car fixed. And I do not want commercials because I don't want my Seinfeld interrupted. Because every night I watch Seinfeld before I go to bed. Yes, I am that old man. And I don't want commercials in there. So I pay extra. Give it to me. And if you're complaining about it, forget it. I get on my friends all the time, the ones that have the commercial on Spotify or whatever. Like, dude, pay the extra $2. Don't be a cheap ass.
Yeah. So wait, let me get this right. So for half price, you're going to hit me with 4 minutes of commercials per hour.
Yep. And that's, you know, consider it.
Is that what Hulu is right now? Because Hulu is driving me crazy with commercials.
So I think, like, Hulu, I feel like it might be more than 4 minutes. No, it's probably about 4 minutes because I know that that's what they're saying, that Disney Plus, they're going to introduce a commercial, like an ad version.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be 4 minutes per hour. So I'm sure they're probably around the same.
Then I'm swiping left because I just watched Prey on Hulu. And the commercials drove me nuts.
And they really, like, interrupt the momentum.
Yes, it takes me out of the movie. I hate it.
Oh, in a commercial? In a movie?
Like, when I'm watching a movie and then it goes to commercial. It drives me nuts, so I'll pay the premium price for no commercials.
I feel like on Hulu, and maybe there's a few other ones that are, like, newer. I don't know, newer, but, like, Peacock or it might be Paramount Plus, where they place the ads in, like, the weirdest spots where, like, a guy will be, like, mid-sentence and all of a sudden it goes to a commercial. And
oh, that ain't right.
That's super annoying. They need to be, like, more, you know, calculated as far as where they put them.
Yeah.
But speaking of Hulu real quick, have you watched the Mike Tyson Hulu show yet?
No, I'm boycotting.
Yeah,
really?
So
why?
Am I.
Why?
I'm with Mike because Mike is boycotting. They stole his story.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's a public figure. Anyone can make a movie about his life,
but
right?
Still, you should at least...
He wasn't involved
Mike.
At all.
Yeah, that's no. I'm not watching that. I'll wait for the Jamie Foxx one.
Well, I feel like this one kind of stole a lot of that.
Jamie
Foxx
doing a movie?
Jamie Foxx is playing Mike Tyson. Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I'll wait for that one. Mike is all over that.
I'll watch Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, he's worked with Mike Tyson on that too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess I
did you watch
forgot.
It? Liz?
I kind of forgot that there was that controversy. I do remember Mike Tyson like tweeting about it, but I watched it this weekend because I ran out of things to watch, and the first two episodes were really, really, really good. Like
it's
almost
a series
cried a
on Mike.
Yeah, it's a series on Hulu.
On Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
How many episodes?
I think there's probably like 10, but there's only two out so far.
Oh.
So. I watched Showtime. I got a kick out of the logo, Jerry West.
Oh, Winning Time.
Winning Time.
Winning Time.
I know he hated it, but I watched it, and I got a kick out of it. But for some reason, I have a connection with Mike, so I can't do it.
Yeah.
All right, so this past weekend, the first fully autonomous restaurant was opened, and it was opened in San Francisco. It's called Mezli, and the eatery serves a variety of Mediterranean-themed grain bowls conceived by a Michelin star chef. It has a customizable menu of more than 60,000 possible variations, depending on the sides, add-ons, or substitutions. Meals start at $6.99 and top out at $11.99, which is cheaper than other fast casual chains like Sweetgreen or Chipotle. Do you guys like the idea of a fully autonomous restaurant having robots make your food? Swipe left or swipe right, DeMarco?
This is so funny. My local Ralph's just turned me into a person that likes this sort of stuff. Really, because every time I go to that Ralph's, they act like they're doing you a favor just to check you out. You know what I mean?
You're right, they do. Or when you ask them for a bag when you're at the self-checkout,
yes,
they act like it's the biggest pain, like, oh my God, like, oh yeah, you and can I have love a bag.
People. I love people.
Yeah, you are.
But it must be a miserable place to work, my local Ralph's. So it has turned me into a swipe right on this.
Really?
If I can avoid that sort of stuff, which brings me down for like at least 5 minutes after, then yeah, I'll swipe right. Go
wow.
ahead.
I'm kind of the same way.
Yeah.
And as far as the people that, when you ask for the bags, now I'm somebody who I want to get the bags before I scan my groceries because I am one of those smart people who know those things are weighted. And so when you scan your first item, you put it on the thing along with the bag. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because otherwise they want you to bag, pull all your groceries, scan all your groceries, and then put them in the bag after the fact. Why would I do that? Like, how does that make sense?
It doesn't.
Right.
I'm right there with you.
And they get mad and they're like, I'll give you the bag once you're done. And I'm like, no, just give it to me now. Like, I got it under control. And they're like, no, it won't work. And I'm like, yeah, it will. Just relax. Don't worry. I timed the butcher.
You timed the butcher.
He stood there with his back to us for 22 minutes.
Wow.
I would have left 22
minutes.
Oh, you got to come down to the barrio, man.
I wanted to leave, but I had to give this guy the death stare.
Did you say anything?
Of course I did. 22 minutes we're sitting here. 22.
For the butcher.
The butcher.
What were you trying to get? Some tomahawks or what?
Just stuff.
Were you just like,
like he acts like he's doing you a favor to serve you.
Sounded like Usher right there.
I'm sorry,
there,
but go ahead.
He said, anyway. Sorry, I'm not cutting meat right now.
So swipe right again. Swipe right again.
Swipe left, swipe left. I am going to swipe right. I like this. Because the machines are going to get it done right every single time.
Maybe.
If the machines are done. You know, they're calculated and somebody's going to invest that much into it. Because what are some of the things when you order food and you're expecting something and comes back?
Yeah, like, man.
It's like, man, the reason we love McDonald's is because it's going to come back the same every single time, right?
For the most part.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Right? But the right there with you, DeMarco, the customer service, this happened to me the other day. I'm not going to say where I went, but I was with my daughter. And I'm really big on teaching my kids, you take care of people that are in the service industry. You tip
Absolutely.
Them well.
Yeah.
You be nice to them. And because my daughter is 12. I'm like, if you ever get a job at a restaurant, I want you to always greet somebody. Because we've gone to places where we walk in and nobody says hi. I'm like, all right, walk right back out. My daughter's like, Dad. And
I'm right
like,
there with you.
No.
Never again.
Acknowledge me. Like,
Thank
get
you.
Off your phone and acknowledge me.
Thank you.
So
I'm
we went
customer.
To this place the other day, and the drink that they gave me was overflowing, and it was all on the cup.
Wet. Hot.
Bad.
Hot.
And I asked the girl, like, hey, can I get a napkin? She's like, oh, there's some right there. I'm like, no, there's not in the tray. I'm like, there's none. She's like, oh, we're all out. And I'm like, you can't look behind? She's like, no, we're out. Like I'm the one doing something wrong. And my daughter, she's a little sassy, turns to, whoa. Like when the 12-year-old says, whoa.
Right.
And I didn't say anything bad. I was like, okay, cool. Don't worry about it. So I was like, can I have a couple straws? So I took the straw off.
Yeah.
And I wiped the drink down with the straw. And she just stood there looking.
Wow.
I'm like, damn.
Wow.
Three in the afternoon. You're out of napkins. All right.
See?
So yeah, the less the more automation, I'm cool with that. I hate people losing their jobs. But damn it, I want things done right.
That-o, things, my man.
Things done right.
Yes, sir.
It will be the same every single time.
Did you see the robot break the kid's finger, though, playing chess? That does worry me. Did you see
do?
That one, Taylor?
No, what happened?
Move your hand a little
there
faster.
There was a kid playing chess against a robot, and the kid, like, went before he should, and the little arm grabbed the robot arm grabbed the kid's finger.
Don't go too soon, bro.
And it broke. Oh, right.
Hey, it can happen, too, if you're playing dominoes if you ain't right.
This is right, right.
Don't mess up on a spades game. You might lose a hand.
All right, last one really quick here. So did you guys know that you could become the proud owner of some of Elon Musk's personal items as they've been put up for auction by his ex-girlfriend?
Oh, boy.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so his ex-girlfriend named Jennifer Gwynn started dating Elon Musk in 1994, and she's decided to cash in on more than...
94?
Yes, way back when they were in college.
Okay.
And she's cashing in on more than 100 mementos that she kept from their one-year relationship. Currently available to bid on are dozens of photographs of a young Elon Musk, as well as gifts and cards. The pictures are currently up for auction at $100 each, while a signed card written by Musk is expected to sell for around $10,000. This woman said that she wants to raise money to pay towards her stepson's college tuition.
Ah.
Would you be mad if your ex auctioned off personal photos of you for profit? Swipe left or swipe right, Beto?
I must abstain. Go ahead, Beto. I must. Did somebody email you?
No, but we need to talk about this now that you brought that up.
You legit came up with this on your own?
No, it's somebody, a woman, Elon Musk's ex-girlfriend really is doing this.
Okay, okay, ahead, real quick, swipe right. I hate this terrible idea. What happened?
I'm not saying a word.
What happened to you?
I'm not. Really?
Something like this kind of happened.
So this obviously happened to you, and we want to hear all about it.
No.
Okay, so somebody sold your stuff.
Because he's still out there. Yeah.
He?
Yeah, he's still out there.
A friend of yours.
Same situation.
So a roommate sold your stuff.
No. I got some of his stuff from her. Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? This triangle is going bad. Let me answer this before DeMarc.
I am so sorry, bro. What do you want me to do?
Swipe right. This is wrong. You don't do this.
Okay, so in this situation, like, Elon Musk is the richest man in the world.
Yeah.
And one of the most famous guys in the world, right? It's like, you know, Jeff Bezos, Michael Jackson.
Okay, kind of the same. Okay, not the richest guy on the planet, but very famous.
Okay. This was 1994?
Right.
And they were together for 1 year?
Yes. And there's pictures.
She kept that all these years?
I feel like a lot of people, like, keep those type of things.
You're not keeping 100 things.
I mean, I have pictures from when I was, like, you know, when
pictures,
I was younger.
But not 100 items.
I have a box of stuff that's probably from, like, high school that, you know, sitting somewhere in, like, my attic at my mom's house.
I'm just worried about the people that would buy that. Why would you want a picture of that? Why would you want a card that he wrote, oh, I love you, when you're, like, 23 years old?
In my possession, I have a championship belt.
Oh, my God.
I have a championship belt that was given to me. For one reason only, to make the other guy mad.
Oh, my. Man, I don't want to get beat up.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't you have a lock of someone's hair?
Brett Favre.
Okay. See?
Yeah.
Whoa, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brett Favre.
For sale, though?
No, not for sale. Yeah.
But he kept the memento.
What, did you cut his hair?
Well, kind of.
It gets stuck in your helmet?
It got stuck in my hand. That counts, right?
Because you tackled him?
Well, yeah. Counts, right?
See, people can keep stuff, you
know.
But
at least you earned that.
You can call that a cut, yeah.
You
yeah. I mean, this thing is worth
the
money.
The more we know about DeMarco Farr, the show progresses.
Oh,
I thought we were
going
to have one good hour. We got two good hours out of this, Lindsay.
You wouldn't give it back either. That's all I'm saying.
Let's go to break so I can find out the story.
You wouldn't give it back either.
Sedano and Kat, Bethel Duran, DeMarco Farr. Still got to pay off what happened with that Giants employee.
Yeah.
And also, there's a foot race between you and producer Jorge?
No.
We'll talk about that coming up on 710 ESPN.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Super Bowl champion. He's getting ready for the season to kick off next week. Next Thursday, Bills Mafia comes to town. Oh, that'll be good. That'll be good.
I'm not tripping. You guys brought it up. The Bills were favored by a point and a half?
Point and a half.
That doesn't bother me at all.
Nah, I mean.
Is that offensive?
I mean, some people might say that.
Ireland brought that up, right?
Yeah, John. Yeah, like, you know, Mason. Like, Rams fans are going to be hardcore. Like, no problem. We're good. But I can see that.
Bills are good, man.
They are good.
Absolutely.
You like that.
They
like
could have been in the Super Bowl.
Yep. Oh, they could have been. That'll be fun. So, football season coming up. Yeah. Do you watch college football?
I do. Love college football. I used to love it more.
How do you have time for all this? Because on Saturdays you guys are in a hotel, right? Usually
on the road, definitely. Yeah. On the road, it's appointment. Yeah, we make it a point to go watch college football. Can't wait.
So what do you do
on the road?
Yeah. So you as a broadcaster,
yeah.
You fly with the team.
Fly with the team.
That's cool.
Yeah. Land, get to the hotel room, figure out where we're going for dinner if we have time.
Mm-hmm.
The next day usually is Saturday.
Oh, you guys fly on Friday.
Friday or Saturday, or Friday night, Saturday night. It depends.
Okay.
Figure out where we're going, and then Saturday, where are we watching college football?
Interesting.
Yeah, and then what time are we going to get on the bus to go to the stadium on Sunday?
Yeah, it's not a glamorous life. People would be like, oh, you're going out, you're doing that. No, Saturday, you stay home and you save the voice, because you're going to be on your feet the entire night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's fun, though. It is.
Have you ever tracked how much you walk on a game day?
Not yet.
Are you going to do it this year?
I might. Maurice has one of those little things.
Oh, but Maurice is a movie, man. Yeah. I when the Rams came to town at the Coliseum, I was JB Long's spotter, which means I'm the guy with the binocular standing next to JB and watching whoever catches it. I point at a board, a spotting board. I'm going to do it for Sedano this weekend in Miami.
Oh, no way. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to be Sedano's spotter this year when he goes to ESPN radio or TV games. So I was there. So you're standing up three and a half hours. You're tired because you're standing up the entire time.
Yeah, gravity's a...
And you work in the sidelines going up and down, back and forth.
And I'm active.
You're active.
I'm active. I go.
You'll hear you on the sideline saying, hey, JB, I'm behind the end zone. I'm behind the bench. So keep track of how many miles you go. I would say about 4 or 5 miles.
Maurice put one on himself in Europe, and he tracked his steps, and it was something like 11 miles he walked in a day or something.
Because you guys were doing things.
No, he was by himself. So I'm like, you know, maybe I should try that on the sideline.
Yeah, do that on the sideline.
Remember that game in when the Chiefs were here?
Yep.
That back and forth. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I was going back and forth. It must have been like 5 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
See, you needed the deacon to come in and tell you.
Whatever.
So that'll be coming up. Football season is here. USC, UCLA kickoff this weekend. I want to tell you about this Giants staffer. Have you ever run a 10K?
No, 5K.
Oh, you've done a 5K. Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever 3.2 miles, right?
Yeah, 3.1. Kaplan and I are supposed to do the Long Beach.
It's 3.1?
Yeah.
So I've been doing 3.2
my
entire life.
You're an overachiever,
All right, go ahead.
So a 10K is 6.2. So Kaplan and I are supposed to do the Long Beach Half Marathon.
Nice.
I'm going to do it. He's not doing it. There's no chance I got to do it. October 8th or 9th, one of those, in Long Beach. I'm at 13.1 miles. So I'm not in shape, but I'm going to do it. I've done a bunch. Just get out there and do it. So imagine this. I was reading the story about running, right? The Giants have a kid who works in their front office. He's one of the analysts for them. He's the kid who's, you know, those rocket scientists that are out there giving all the thing. He's 24 years old. He decided to run a marathon this weekend. Now, he ran cross country at Caltech.
So he's a runner. Okay.
He's a real runner.
Yeah, okay.
He went to Caltech, where his roommates were rocket scientists.
He can run and he's smart.
Yeah, he's 24 years old. He works for the Giants in their front office in the analyst department.
He's a cross-country runner, and he went to Caltech.
He went to Caltech.
Definitely single, but go ahead.
And he works in front office baseball analytics.
Definitely single. Okay,
he is. He entered the San Francisco Marathon last weekend, and he came in first place.
Wow, he won the thing.
His first ever marathon, he entered the San Francisco Marathon, bunch of hills, and I was reading the story about him. You know, at 14... he was part of the National Spelling Bee. He was on ESPN doing the spelling bee. Those crazy kids, stuff like that. He worked the brain lab in high school.
No way.
Imagine this, though. You go do something for the first time, and you win it.
Wow.
2 hours, 31 minutes was his time. 7 minutes faster than the second place finisher. The next day, he goes to work at the ballpark.
Wow. Wow. You know, that's how I feel every time I come in here and do Game of Games and win. I never do it and I win. Yeah. No, good stuff. That's awesome.
Have you ever done something where you just go show up and you win right away?
Because
I have a feeling you're probably that guy who's good at everything.
Oh, yeah. I won that one. I didn't want to win that one, but I won that one. Yeah. Something on a cruise. Yeah.
Probably a dance.
Yeah. But it was a different type of dance, but I won.
Okay. You were twerking. You were twerking on Carnival Cruise.
Something like that. But I won, though. Absolutely.
Because you're that competitive guy. No matter what, you're going to win, right?
I wanted to win. Absolutely.
Yes, I wanted to pay that off. It's crazy. So you're.
No doubt.
You're right, though. 24, Caltech, cross country runner.
Yeah.
Single.
Wait. So this kid entered and won his first marathon.
Ever.
Did he beat the Kenyans?
So it's funny you say this. At the end of the story, it said, well, one of the reasons that he won is because the field this year was a little different.
Ah.
It wasn't a big qualifier race for like the Boston. He's trying to qualify for the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
Because a marathon, you have to run it under 3 hours.
So he was the best runner in this field.
In this field. The Kenyans didn't show up for this one. Hey,
Thank
but
you.
Regardless, though, he won.
Right. Okay. That's
right. He won that. Which, it doesn't matter how you get in there as long as you win, right?
Well,
which gets me to this.
That's like LeBron in the bubble championship.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Here we go.
It gets limited depth. Yeah.
Now, UCLA, have you seen their schedule? First three games?
Yeah, I have.
Are you going to watch their games?
I am because I have like 8 Bruins in my family?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so like UCLA was my first sports crush. So yeah, I follow UCLA football.
So do you know who they're playing their first three games?
Who? Go ahead.
Their home games.
Yeah.
Bowling Green.
I'm watching.
Alabama State.
I'm watching.
South Alabama.
Wow. Hey, look, they're trying to give money to the poor.
Which now leads them.
There you go.
They're going to go and play a non-conference game that's really soft.
I don't know how.
And they're going to be 3-0.
Yeah.
So this goes back to the cross-country runner, the marathon, where the Kenyans involved, where the best runners in the country involved. And they're not going to have the best games early, but you go 3-0 into Pac-12 play. You like that?
No. No, not at all. Not at all. But, I mean, if that's what your schedule is, then you're working yourself into being a pretty good football team.
All right, so this is for the first time since 1992, UCLA will not have any Power 5 non-conference opponents.
Wow.
In 1992, they played Cal State Fullerton, RIP to the Titans program.
Yeah.
So, and which leaves them now, as USC and Notre Dame will be the only major college teams that haven't faced an FCS opponent.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, SC loading up.
Yeah.
UCLA.
The old theory on schedules, your first three were, one, where you're clearly the better team.
Yeah, of course.
That's your cupcake.
USC has Rice this weekend. That's your cupcake.
Week two is kind of even. And then week three, you're supposed to be over your head. So, you're playing a better team. If you're ranked 25, you're playing somebody ranked 15. That's the way it's supposed to go.
All right.
Yeah, but.
Bowling Green. Do you know their nickname?
Green Wave.
No.
It's not the Green Wave?
No, they're a bird.
Oh, Tulane's the Green Wave. Bowling Green what?
Falcons.
Falcons.
My parents went there.
Tulane is the Green Wave.
Oh, your
right?
parents went there?
Yeah.
Oh. So did Oral Hershiser, okay. Right?
Yeah.
What color is Bowling Green?
I thought they were green. No.
Lindsay?
They're orange.
They're orange? Oh.
Like orange and brown, actually.
Yeah, orange and brown. It threw me off. I had a good
Are you
friend.
Making your point right now?
No, exactly. Right, yeah. I had a friend named Bubba who went there as a long snapper. And I'm thinking Bowling Green, and then he comes home like first year of college. Why are you wearing orange and brown, bro? What's going on here? I would think Bowling Green would be green.
Wow.
No. South Alabama, you know their nickname?
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on.
What is it?
Oh, wait, where'd it go? South Alabama, that's where Juan Pierre went to school.
Yeah.
Juan Pierre
went to South Alabama.
Juan Pierre, they have an excellent baseball program. Juan Pierre and Luis Gonzalez went there. So they have a cook. What's their nickname?
Lugo from the Diamondbacks?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Luis Gonzalez went there. South Alabama, they're the Jaguars.
Okay.
In the Sun Belt Conference.
South Alabama.
Wow. There you go. Like steel bases like Juan Pierre. There you go. So South Alabama is the Jaguars. And Alabama State.
You're asking me again. I have no idea. I thought Bowling Green was green. Go ahead.
Take a guess. It's an animal.
The Renegades. No, the Hippos. What?
They're the Hornets.
They're the Hornets.
Alabama State, the Hornets, they played Howard last week.
Is the Hornet an animal?
Insect.
Yeah, whatever. You said animal.
Hey, what are you? You're going to give me with details here? You're going to give me with details?
You said animal.
Alabama State, and the cool thing about Alabama State, they're a drum major.
Yeah.
6'8". So there you go.
A 6'8" drum major.
There it is.
You know what that says? He can't shoot. That's what that is.
USC Rice this weekend, UCLA Bowling Green this weekend. DeMarco was 0-3 on the
Bryce
nicknames.
Owls there.
There it is.
Aha, got one.
Great baseball school.
Yeah.
More Sedano and Cap coming up. Bethel Duran, DeMarco Farr and you, 710 ESPN.